Blog Talk Radio.
Someone to care, someone to share lonely hours and the moments of despair. To be loved, to be loved. Oh, what a feeling to be loved. Someone to kiss, someone to miss when you're away. To hear from me today, to be loved, to be loved. Oh, oh, what a feeling to be loved. Some wish to be a king or a queen. Some wish for fortune and fame, but to be truly, truly, truly loved is more than all of these things. Oh, oh. Someone to kiss, someone to miss when you're away. To hear from me today, to be loved,
to be loved,
to be loved. Oh, what a feeling to be loved, to be loved,
to be loved,
to be loved. Oh, oh, what a feeling to be.
Hi, welcome to the Alexis K. Tyler Vagina Power Show. I'm your host, Alexis K. Tyler. And I just want to have an open show tonight. I'm just very excited, very positive, in a good mood. I hope you got to listen to last week's show. If you did not, please go and listen to the archive, because we're still in a very powerful time of cleansing and regenerating the mind, the body, and the spirit. And this is a very, very important time to do it. We're moving into another season. And every time we get a new season, we should also cleanse and detox the body to move into the new season. It's very, very important, and clean the house. This is a very important time for house cleaning, wall cleaning, taking the old curtains down or uncovering the windows from winter, cleaning the inside and outside of them, brightening up the place, getting rid of spiders and bugs and insects, everything that came in to stay warm for the winter, as well as getting rid of people who don't need to be in your space. People, places, and things to move into a beautiful new year, 2017. It's a beautiful new year. It's moving wonderfully. And we need to make way, move away everything, people, places, and things that no longer serve you. And start now, more than ever, to focus on what it is you want to attract into your life. The who, what, when, where, and how you want to attract into your life. This is a very powerful and very important time to be doing that. And it's very important not to focus on what you don't want or who you don't want and who you don't want to deal with. This is the important time to only focus on what you do want, who you do want into your life, and walk through that experience every day of your life until you manifest that dream, that place, that person, and that reality. But remember, the inside of your body, the outside of your body, the inside of your house, the outside of your house must reflect anything and everything that you want to do, be, see, feel, live, love, and experience. It's a very, very important to do that now. So I know it was a short notice show. I don't know how many people got to see and know that we're doing the show right now. Do we want to call?
You can send a post out to all your, while you're online, Alexis, you can send a post out to all of your people and let them know you're live. You know, like up on your Facebook, if you have a Twitter.
Right. No, I said right, but I also want to let them know because I know they miss me, to let them know that I will be doing some live stuff on Facebook, too, so they'll be able to see me and talk live. Because a lot of times.
You want to draw that crowd in and say, listen, I'm here. My energy is available. You know, come and mingle with me for a while. And let people experience, the full Alexis experience.
I know, especially now because I'm different in a lot of ways. I know they've missed me, and they keep saying, come back, come back, come back. And they miss the videos, but I'm kind of a different person than I was back then, let's say 5 years, 10 years ago, even 5 years ago. A lot of growth, a lot of transformation has taken place, and a lot of them probably, they don't know that. And I want to share that with them, and I hope that they've grown too as a result of knowing me and being around me and listening to things that I've said. I constantly get people now. Lately, I've been getting a lot of people that I don't remember, I haven't talked to in years, to come back and say hello to me. Do you remember me? We talked about mother issues, daddy issues. And I'm like, no, you don't understand. Since you talked to me a few years ago, you're not the only one that I've talked to about the same issues, who's having the same problems with their moms. Daughters having problems with their moms and having to shift through that and understand how to move through that energy. They think they're the only one, and they thought I was the only one. And I'm telling them, no, there have been a lot of people I've met since speaking to you. So, no, I don't remember, because I've spoken to maybe for that one woman, 20 women who've had that same issue, that are in a lot of pain with the mother-daughter drama. I've done a lot of shows on that in the past. I can probably find some on my old blog talk channels or where people interviewed me, as well as on YouTube. Those were the heavy years when I let it all hang out. And we were talking about anything and everything, just that rawness, that a lot of that hurt, that rage, that pain. I was letting all of that stuff out. And now I just don't feel the need to do that anymore.
They're starting to call in now. They're starting to come in.
Okay, well, just see if anybody wants to ask anything or make any comments.
Okay.
I want to hear from them. I get tired of doing all the talking.
All right, let me check with some of the people that are falling in right now. And you just, let it flow, and we'll get somebody to conversate with you, because they are definitely falling in. I mean, as we're talking, they're coming in. by the herds here. They're just starting to jump. So you definitely
I
got people
learned
that want to
so answer. Much. I was hoping Kat would call, as well as Jamila, and so I don't know if they're going to be able to. I'm looking at this lady's picture now, and she's just, girl, she's so sexy. She has this petite body with these big breasts, this little bitty waist, no stomach, and a nice curvy butt, and she's just laying here. She always takes pictures laying in bed with her man. Girl, that is like so juicy and sexy to me. I love to see love. I love to see women that are so comfortable. Girl, I wish I was that comfortable with my body that I could just be up there on display, honey, and just showing them, throwing them booty and breasts around. I mean, she's even had pictures where she's laying in bed with her man. He has no shirt on. He's sexy as hell. She's sexy as hell. Was it Dr. Lamore Blockman? She's a PhD. And I'm like, damn, doc. You know, I wish that I could be that sexy and that comfortable in my sexy. You never felt like that, Blue? You never thought about that? Just
yeah, but you know, there's a freedom in her doing that, too, that she doesn't mind, you know, saying hello to the world. In her fullness, you know what I'm saying? Like, totally comfortable in her skin, whether somebody likes it or not, whether somebody thinks it's controversial. You got a caller on the line, beautiful.
Okay.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, caller. I can't hear them.
Yeah, the call dropped, but that's okay. They'll probably be back. I know you're expecting Kat tonight, but you definitely got a line full now. People have filed in.
Okay,
well,
you know what? Whoever wants to say something, whether it's ask a question, do a quick reading, or make a comment, that's fine. I'm opening it up to everybody tonight.
That's beautiful. Beautiful. If anybody wants a reading, go ahead and press 1, and we'll get you on through Q so you can get a reading with K. Tyler.
Oh, they're just listening right now. Okay. That's good. I'm glad. Yeah, people are on the Facebook responding because I'm telling them I'm live right now. If you want to call in, I haven't talked to the fans in so long.
You know what I like about your show? Never know what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? By the end of the show, this thing going to be so turned up. People are going to be, you know, trying to get in. And I'm sure.
I know. And you know what? I'm looking on Facebook now. I put my name in. Oh, wow. People have, I've been out so long. I've been out 10 years now. But people still have videos of me. Even when I went to Instagram, and you can't put long videos, they got me on Instagram. They got pictures of me on Instagram, memes of me. Like 1 minute videos of me talking shit. You know, it's amazing. They still got me all over YouTube. It's amazing how people, they keep me alive. That means a lot to me because, you know, usually when people have been gone as long as I have, they forget about you, and they haven't forgotten me. That means a lot to me.
I'm sure it means a lot to them, too, for you to be back out here.
I didn't want to be looking crazy. You know, I had to be live and healthy. And looking my best because I know my fans are so vain. Girl, I got some vain-ass fans, and they were so hard on me. So I know if I wasn't looking up to par, they would say something. I would have to hear their mouth, and I didn't want to hear their mouth. So I'm like, okay, let me be the best I can be. Let me do radio. Girl, they have said something. Oh, my God, they are so cruel, and they so vain. If any little thing, they're like, we like you were, and we like you – how you came out, and we don't
want no wigs, and we don't want you fat, and your face swole, we don't want to see all that. And
so I was like, okay, well, you know what, y'all, I'm going to have to take a hiatus then to get it together, because y'all vain. They say, yes, we some vain MFs. You just going to have to get rid of Alexis. We vain as hell. We want you the same way you came out. Grand, that puts the pressure on people in the entertainment industry, because when you start off looking a certain way, it becomes pressure to maintain that look no matter how many years go by or what you go through in your life. People don't really understand you are a real person like them. You may get sick. You might have stressful times, and you don't always look your best, or you don't always look the same. Girl, they don't care about that. You superwoman to them. You superman to them. And however you came out, I don't care if it was 20 years ago, your ass better look like you did 20 years ago, or your ass is in trouble. I know what you're talking about. I know you know what I'm talking about. Like, when you see different celebrities, you want them to look like they did when your ass was 10 years old. You know, you feel like they're not supposed to change.
To the people that just came in, welcome to Married to Change Radio. You're on the Alexis K. Power, the Johnny Power Show. She's giving out readings tonight. Go ahead and press 1 if you want to be in the queue to get a reading. Tonight, she's opening
the
floor.
Oh, she just
wants
to talk.
Yeah, you just want to call. All right, you have a question. Caller, you're on the line, 516 area code. Hi, Grandma. Hey, sweetheart.
Can you hear me? I made it through.
Yes, you did. I'm glad you got some rest.
I'm actually driving Poppy home for his birthday dinner, but I say, let me get on while I'm driving home.
Well, happy birthday. Is it your son or your daughter's birthday?
My son's a 13-year-old baby. He turned 13 today.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Yes. And I was like, me leaving. I said, but I'm calling it right now.
Oh, what did y'all eat?
I was on for a few minutes now. I just got on not too long ago.
What y'all eat?
We actually went to the Chinese place, the buffet thing with the chocolate fountain and everything.
Ooh.
Yeah, so something like that. Had some fish and some chocolate covered fruit.
Oh, wow. Did he like it?
Yes. It was a blessed evening.
You're a good mom anyway, so I know you're going to make sure that they were taken care of, had a wonderful birthday.
Thank you, Grandma. Oh, my God. I was like, I'm calling the kids right now. Be quiet. I'm on a line. Yes.
Well, you just wanted to... No, say what you want to say. Or did you just want to listen? You just want to say hello and listen?
Yes, so I'm about to say hello to you. I'm here on the line. I'm listening, and I got your back and rock the mic.
Thank you so much, sweetheart.
You know I love you.
I love you, too. That's my goddaughter, Blue.
That's a real good look. Awesome goddaughter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You got another call on the line, too.
Okay.
Caller, you're on the line.
Hello.
816.
Hi.
Hello. Hey, Alexis. It's
hey. Hey.
Hey,
girl. I never did get it, so I was just going to wait for you. I didn't know what happened to audio. I didn't see it.
Oh, I sent it to your email.
Oh, Lord. Girl, if one letter was wrong, I wouldn't get it. Maybe that's it. My Alexis K. Tyler VP at gmail.com.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll check it whenever I get home. I'm driving on the highway right now. But anyways, I got
you heard it.
With me too.
Hi,
yeah,
Tiffany.
Hey, Alexis.
How are you doing, cutie pie?
I'm good, darling. How are you?
Staying busy. As
right.
usual. Look, girl, I want right. to let y'all tell me your own words. Share with me. This is my girl, Blue. This is her blog talk. Blue, this is Kat and Tiffany.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
I was telling Blue a little bit of what was going on, but I'll let you all explain. I asked Jamila to call, but I'll let you all state your case so y'all won't be on the line because I don't want the screaming and the drama. Let's just be adults so we can everybody can be heard clearly. So you and Kat, you go ahead first because Jamila hasn't called in.
Well, you know, Shani always sits there and says, oh, Kat and Tiffany, they're emailing me, they're calling me, they're texting me, they're stalking me. That is not true. I never, ever, ever reach out to her, nor does Tiffany. This morning, since about, I don't know, was it like 8 o'clock this morning, maybe earlier than that, my phone went off for an hour and a half straight. My phone almost died because she was texting me back to back to back to back to back crazy, insane messages. She wants Frankie's address. I told her I'm not giving it to her.
She admitted, I asked her today, did she call, I'm not sure if she called you or Tiffany. Did she call both of you or she just called?
My number.
No, she called me three times, and I didn't answer.
She admitted it. Okay.
Yeah, because she's always sitting there trying to say that we're her. That is not true. I don't ever, ever, ever call or text Shani, ever. And, you know, like, Alexis, like I told you, you know, her and Tina are speaking again, and I had the audio from the conversation of Tina and Jamila, in which Jamila was screaming like a lunatic, crazy, calling you all kinds of bitches and backstabber. And,
right,
you know,
she blamed you for their breakup.
Whose breakup?
Hers and De Niro's,
apparently.
But see, they haven't had any type of problem, so that's why this is all new to me and confusing. There was nothing that has gone on with them, no arguments, no drama. That's why I'm so shocked. I don't understand.
I have a video on my channel right now that has all the texts that were just sent today, and you can see where she's, like, blaming us now instead of you in the text for them breaking up.
But I'm trying to tell you all, there's been no fight with her and my son. Nothing.
Crazy. She does this.
Nothing has happened.
I've known her for so many years. I know she's crazy.
That's why I'm glad you're telling me because I don't know anything about it. My son doesn't know anything about it. There has been no problems on this end. There's nothing wrong. My son has no issues with Jamila. I had no issues with her. That's why this is so shocking to me.
Mhm.
Yeah.
I know what's gonna happen though, because it happens to everybody. I mean, if she would turn on her own mama like that, she don't care about nobody. She's so grimy.
That's why I'm glad you're telling me, and I wish she would call in and give her side of it. Because, girl, please put even if you put it on my Facebook, I want to see this video with these texts in it. I don't know why she did this, because we haven't done anything to her.
Mm-hmm. It's on my YouTube. I just uploaded it.
You don't have
girl,
to have
please.
A reason to do anything to Shani. Shani is insane, you know. And, like, I really, really, really want her to stop calling and texting my phone. I don't want anything to do with her. I don't want to speak to her. I want no contact with her. I want nothing to do with Shani.
Okay,
nothing.
Blue.
I want her to leave me alone.
Blue, do you see a 678 area code, first digit 9? I'm not going to give out the whole number. First digit 9, 678, then first digit of the phone number is 9. She's on the line. She says she's been listening. I really want to hear what she has to say because this is shocking to me.
Well, if you want to speak to Shani, that's fine. I'm going to go on and get off the line because I don't have nothing to say to her. I don't want to be in. I don't want to have any type of conversation or interaction with her whatsoever. I want her to stay.
You don't have to get off. No,
phone.
What I could do is mute you.
I don't
have to talk.
No, because my son is calling me anyways. But you know, like
okay,
I just wanted
to the
no
audio.
Interaction.
Girl, send me the audio again.
I'm gonna check it. Yeah, I'll send it again. Because, she's calling you all kinds of bitches and backstabbers, and she's screaming like a wild animal. It's insane. I was like, oh, my
Alexis?
God. She sounds
Alexis?
Ridiculous.
You might want to go ahead and do that because Jamila is on the line. And we just want to thank you guys for coming into Marriage Change Radio and spending time with Alexis on her show. We're going to go ahead and fade out the first call and bring in Gemma. She said she wants to respond.
Okay.
All right, ladies, have a great night.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Hey,
Aloysius.
Hi. I just wanted to say that both of these women are very manipulative, the two that were just on the line. They are both liars. They have been stalking me for 2 years. I used to have a friendship with Tiffany. Everybody knows that. She's lying. So all that stuff that Kat was saying a few minutes ago, she doesn't know me. It doesn't apply to me. I did contact her today. Yeah, I did.
Right.
And that is because of the hangout that Tiffany did with Tina, which I felt was totally unfair because I don't say anything about Tiffany. You know, I'm shocked that Tiffany keeps popping back up on Tina's show. I just want Tiffany to not say anything else about me. Quit lying on me. I'm not saying anything about her. So there's no need for her to say anything about me. And Tiffany is stalking me. So she's a liar, you know, and I guess it's just my word against hers. I don't care about any text messages that she's going to send. She's a grown woman. Yeah, she's on there talking about my children. That's a personal thing, okay? So I'm going to contact you because I don't have Tiffany's phone number. So I contacted her. Yeah, I did. And that's because, like, about a month ago, Kat's telling me, oh, I picked your kids up with... And, yeah, but that has nothing to do. What does that have to do with you? Like, why does she feel the need to contact you every time I confront her about what they're doing? So,
well, because you heard her. She said because you talked about me to Tina. Was it yesterday, the day before, and Tina taped it? That's what she's saying.
Oh, well, that's absolutely not true. I haven't talked to Tina in over 2 months since probably mid-January when we fell out. So, no, Tina is lying. Again, she probably has some old audio.
Oh, okay.
But she don't have any. I haven't talked to Tina in, like, I think the last time I posted that video that she flagged was January the 23rd.
Yeah.
Okay. Why does Tina keep doing this? I don't understand why Tina keeps doing this because I don't bother Tina. Like, I really do regret the times that I have ever talked to her because Tina is a huge liar. She's a huge liar. I know that I have not spoken with Tina and I have not said anything since I took the oath with De Niro. So,
yeah, because I'm
you know,
totally
I don't
shocked.
Care.
I'm like, we haven't had any drama. So when they telling me that you said this, I'm like really shocked. My son ain't had no drama with you lately. So I'm just totally confused.
I've been confused also because I don't bother those women and they have consistently contacted me and I've asked them to leave me alone. In fact,
but you gotta stop
going
calling
around
them too, no matter what they
media.
Say.
Yeah, but okay, yeah, I understand that, but don't go on people's hangouts and talk about personal stuff with my children and she's lying.
Yeah,
Tiffany's doing that
do
because she
it?
I mean, it's fine. She can say whatever she wants to say, but it's so stupid. Like, she looks stupid, in my opinion. She looks ridiculous. She looks ridiculous. Tiffany needs to leave me alone. And, you know, I've spoken with you about that, about considering getting a restraining order against her so she can leave me alone finally. She is lying. She is trying to make it seem like I'm contacting her. It's just like Tina a couple of days ago. I was looking at one of her hangouts, and she said, oh, she called me. I have not called Tina. And so now this is the game Tina's going to play. She said, yeah, she tried to lie on her hangout a few days ago, and I have not contacted Tina in over a month.
Well, yeah, she told Kat that, like you just heard Kat say, and that she has it on tape.
Yeah, well, that's some old shit. Tina has not talked to me at all. Not in over a month, almost 2 months. So I'm tired of all of this drama, Alexis.
I know.
Like,
I know. Like, I mean, if it's anything that she has on tape, you know me and you, we done had a kind of a rocky history. So that's the only thing I can think of that she would, but I haven't said anything. You know, I haven't said any, I haven't spoken to her even since before I talked to De Niro. I haven't spoken to her. She knows.
So you
that.
Think it's something old?
Oh, I know it's got to be something old. I mean, you know, Tina was calling me every day talking bad about you when that cat tape came out. You know,
we didn't discuss her. I just said I don't talk to her, and I didn't.
Well, that's the only thing that I've ever said about Tina, and every single time she does this, every single time, and I don't understand what her purpose is. She's always doctoring up tapes and coming up with something, but I can assure you, and I put that on my kids, I put that on God and everything that I love, that I have not contacted that girl. She don't have nothing from no 2 days ago. So that's a lie.
Hmm.
I doubt it if she can produce. I mean, she can say, she can just produce a tape with my voice on it and say that it's from a day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, how would, you know, I mean, she's going to have to produce a fall record. You can't prove. So now she's trying to claim that I called her.
Yep.
I definitely contacted Kat this morning, but it was because of that other stuff. But no, I don't want to contact Tina. I think Tina probably wants me to contact her, but I don't want to. And she knows that. Like, I was so relieved to find out that I didn't like that De Niro wasn't messing with her, because I don't want to talk to her either.
No, they were never involved. They were just associates. I mean, he thought she was a friend, and she betrayed us and put a lot of personal things out, and things that were not true, then added a whole bunch of lies on top of it.
Yeah, she did the same thing to me.
Sexy.
So I feel your pain. I feel your pain. I do. Because I've never seen anything like it before in my life. And I don't think that Tiffany would have went on that show if it wasn't. I don't know why Tiffany. Tiffany actually went on the show before I texted Kat. So that's what I'm responding, you know. Yeah, so, like, I'm like, why are you on Tina's show? Like, that's kind of unfair. So you mean to tell me that just because me and you used to know each other that you get to go on Tina's show and talk about me whenever you want? Like, that's not even fair. That's not even morally right. Like, I wouldn't even do her like that. So why is she doing that? I've never went to anybody that she knows, never went to her mother-in-law, never went to any of her dudes and said nothing negative about her. So I already know that Tiffany's going to have to deal with karma. And she's acting right now. When I go back and listen to that, she is acting. She is so fake. I have never, ever seen anything like it before in my life. It's scary. But she's like, oh, she's crazy. Oh, she's crazy. Alexis, you know how many times this chick done came over and ate dinner at my house and done spent the night at my house and done left her kids with me? But she's just so crazy. Okay. You know, she's been knowing me all these years, and now all of a sudden, since I don't want nothing to do with her, you know, and we've actually fell out before. Like, we stopped talking before, so I don't know why, what is so different about this time. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, like you said, it's nothing to, what do you think about this, Blue? Are you there, Blue? Blue, are you there?
I'm here. I was just thinking to myself that this is real positive, even though it may seem negative. Women don't take the time to talk anymore. And
yep.
I think that Kat and Tiffany probably should have stayed on the line, not to
argue. I wish they
would
have.
To hear one another out so that you can see where the breakdown in communication is happening. What's going on with the ladies on a deeper level so that you can be of service to them, Alexis? Because I think that with everyday life, we already have a lot going on. And then with stuff like this, I mean, just listening to Jamila, she sounds tired. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's tired. And so, you know, I can kind of hear and pick up on that in her energy field. Like, you know, she's gone through enough of this drama, and I think you guys all have, you know, but it's important to talk it out to dead the situation. If the two ladies don't want to talk to one another or don't decide to be on the same page any longer, that's, we can agree to disagree. You know, we can agree to walk yeah. off in different ways and still understand that there needs to be a respect level as adults, you know what I'm saying, to come in and go, okay, obviously this is a toxic situation. For whatever reason, we're not blending or harmonizing well. And either they can fix it or they can't and move on, you know. Can I say this real quick, Blue?
I wanted to, I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, but all I asked for Tiffany to do was to admit that she was lying, like she was, like she just was making up stuff. And I told her that I would clear her name too. And we supposedly had did this like a year and a half ago, and she tricked me, you know what I'm saying? Like she was like, basically, and I'm like, wow, like I'm sitting here trying to, you know, at least settle this peacefully. And she just wants to fight and act a fool with me. So I've tried. I have tried to be civilized. And I have, yeah, I am tired. You're right. I am, because I've been going through it for longer than, you know, this kind of, like, so, yeah, me and her have a history prior to this. So I just want her to go on with her life, man. I don't want to bother her. But, yeah, of course I'm going to contact you. That's so ridiculous for them to act so childish. It's like, oh, my God, why are you contacting me? It's like, well, like, you know that I don't have Tiffany's number. So, and you on there as her advocate half the time, you know, saying all this stuff. So I contacted her to let her know what I thought about that. And then they act as if, oh, we didn't do anything. You were just on a hangout lying on me. You know, you just did it like less than 24 hours ago. And I'm not making any video about them. Like literally I made no video about Tiffany. I ain't even made no videos about the other one. I ain't made no videos mm-hmm. about nobody until they began to attack me.
I don't know if you guys heard Alexa's show last week or either how she began the show, but she was talking about cleansing. And this is a form of cleansing. This is a form of understanding what serves you and what does not, like you said, Alexis, at the beginning, and developing an understanding that some things are to help you grow and evolve. And this shouldn't be a repeated cycle if you're learning, if you're understanding on a deeper or understanding on a deeper level. So, Alexis, I respect you for all the cleansing stuff that you were talking about and stuff like that. You have another caller in the queue.
Okay.
Caller, welcome to Marriage Exchange Radio, 816 area code.
Hey, what's going on? Alexis, hold on, because I'm going to get Tiffany back on the phone with me.
Okay, yeah, because I think it's good after what you said, Blue, that both parties should say what they got to say while we're both on the line, all of us are on the line.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and try to lead the ladies on. Let's keep it civil, ladies, because if you guys get a little excited and start yelling, it'll come across on the audio as just...
Yeah, but you can just hit mute for one party and let one party get their, the other side get their point and counterpoint that way, so it won't be somebody talking over the other.
All right. Well, I've just muted.
I got Tiffany back on with me.
Vanilla's mic. Okay.
Okay, Kat's on.
Okay, I got Tiffany on with me as well, Alexis. And let me tell you,
Shawnee can sit here.
It's not old. Shawnee can sit there and lie all she wants to, because everything that I have is time-stamped and dated. She's been blowing my phone up for the past 2 days straight with text messages. Yesterday, I ignored them, and I ignored her. Today, I responded. But I responded with, you know, I kept telling her, like, leave me alone. Get off my phone. You claim you don't know me. Why are you texting me? She was sending me text messages last week talking about, if my daughters have been raped, you're all going to die. I mean, she just sends insane messages, and I have had enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I've asked her repeatedly to stop calling my phone.
It's just like, Alexis, if it's old, then why do we have proof that it's today? If she's saying everything is old, it's not. It's
no,
proof.
She
so why
said
are you lying?
The,
like, what are you
the,
getting?
No, she said the new audio that Tina has is old. She admitted calling
That's
Kat
not true.
And arguing.
It's time stamped. It's time stamped and dated. That's not true. It's not old. I've got
right.
the time stamp and the date, and it was
yesterday.
The other part of it.
She's saying that, you know, she's blaming you because her and De Niro broke up. Well, that's in proof and text as of today that is also timed and dated for today. So how can any of this be old? Like, it's all the same thing. She's mad.
Okay. How do you want to do this, Blue? You want to let Jamila respond?
I can mute the lady's mic and then let her respond. Then I'll just, you know, fluctuate back and forth.
Or you don't have to. They're mature. I don't think they're going to argue, but I just let her.
I'll be completely quiet.
Yeah, and then
well,
if it gets out of hand, you know what to do. I'm just saying, they keep saying it, and she's on the phone, so let Jamila respond.
Okay. I'm hoping to not get a mess on the audio, but it's going smooth so far. Let's go ahead and bring her in. Jamila?
All right. Yeah, I wanted to say that Tiffany's a liar when she says that the audio, any audio that Tina has is from 2 days ago. That's a lie because I have not called or spoken on the phone with Tina in 2 months. Now, I said, yes, I did text you guys. Yeah, because you're on a hangout talking about me. Of course I'm going to respond.
They there, Blue? Can they hear? Can they speak? Can
yeah,
Kat speak?
I can hear. I mean, it's all lunatic shit. She's had an episode earlier. I ain't got time for Shawnee.
Now, what made you mad, Jamila? What did Tiffany say? What did Tiffany say that made you so mad?
What angered me was that she was trying to give private information about my children's school records and what we were doing during a time frame that I wasn't even talking to Tiffany. She wasn't even there. Tiffany has not spent that much time. That's just like when I came back on the line, old girl saying she's having an episode. I don't know what you're talking about. Like, I don't even know Kat. Kat has never been around me, and I have audio of Tiffany having a drunk episode. Yeah, well, Tiffany, I've seen you have plenty of okay, in response, I'm going to say, Tiffany, I done seen you have plenty of episodes, girl. So don't go there with me. You have been contacting
right now. We're talking
me.
About your recorded phone call where you was just cussing out Alexis. That's what we're talking about right now.
Ooh. Well, there's no recorded phone call of me cussing out
okay.
Alexis. There is
right,
not one
I've heard
at
it.
All.
I've heard it.
Well,
heard
hun,
it
it's old. Well, it doesn't matter if you've heard it. It's still old. Doesn't matter. Honey, I haven't spoken. You are so desperate. I haven't spoken with Tina in 2 months.
Did Tina put it up, y'all? Tiffany and Kat, did Tina put the audio out?
I haven't spoken with Tina in 2 months. Sorry.
No. Let me tell you. Shawnee, you can stop with the whole
You're just making
about-
trouble. Girl, get a life.
Stop talking.
It's not
going to
work,
Kat. You have your chance to respond. Stop talking, Shawnee. You've had your chance.
I'm
going to
hang up. I'm not going to argue with you, girl. You don't know me, lady.
You're
just
going to hang up. You're going to hang up because I'm getting ready to bust
you
out.
I will hang up, and the reason why because is because you're yelling at me. And Tina does
not
have
an... Can you mute Shawnee so I can have a word?
She's not there. Go ahead.
Okay. Every time I get ready to bust her out on her lie, she hangs up and she runs.
Mm-hmm.
I have plenty of audio of Shawnee on my phone talking to me. And in this audio, you can clearly tell that Jamila knows me very well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she keeps calling you. Like you said, when y'all say something she don't like, if she can't reach Tiffany, she calls you.
Well, here's the thing.
No, Alexis, that's actually not true. Actually,
well,
that's not true,
earlier,
hon.
You didn't have,
I don't contact.
But you said you didn't
yeah,
have Tiffany's number.
Right, but
right,
I don't contact
right,
Kat
okay.
all the time. Kat, you need to produce. And I can produce phone records, Kat.
Okay.
So is that why you guys got me on here to front on me or whatever? Alexis, I can assure you that it's an old audio, and you know what? These people are horrible, okay? I have tried and tried and tried to deal with this, and Tiffany has consistently contacted me expressing her frustration over her desire for your son. She is a liar. You have done that. Okay, Cab, what about when you...
For once, Shawnee, stop lying. It's okay to tell the truth. It's okay
to
be honest. And let me tell you, for someone who claims she does not know me, why do you call me every single day? Why do you text me every single day?
Well, Cab, I've been
begging you. Stop it.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Why were you on my
single day, Cab?
Why were you on my phone begging
me? And why do y'all keep muting me?
I didn't do it. I'm not controlling the switchboard.
I don't know Frankie. I don't know Frankie, and I don't know Frankie's family, but you're on my phone.
She just told me, like,
a
couple of months ago that she gave Frankie a ride with the kids. She's a liar.
Oh, my God. A couple of months ago,
Alexis, I can assure you that both of these women are lying. And, Kat, I don't call you every day.
It was over the summer.
Kat, I swear,
and
you know what? Yeah, we didn't know each other. Kat, listen, hon. We didn't know each other.
Shut up, Shawnee, and stop lying. Stop lying. Let me tell you something. Did you or did you not call me and tell me that you saw that your that Deja and Danielle told you that they saw me and Tiffany and Lexi and Zero at Worlds of Fun? Did you not say that? Did you not say that, Shawnee? Did you not?
You know what? I don't
stop lying. Stop lying.
Alexis, if you want to listen to that. And you want to go for that, then
I'm not listening to anything.
You're not
going to
answer the question, are you? You're not going
to
answer the question, are you, Shawnee? Did you or did you not call me and tell me that the girls saw me and Tiffany?
You ladies have a wonderful evening, okay? Goodbye.
See, cut and run, Shawnee, because you're a liar. Cut and run because you lie.
It's
ridiculous. Yeah, I just felt like as grown women, she should be here and hear what was said and respond. That's all. I wasn't trying to start an argument. I just
think she can't do that, Alexis, because she's a liar. And whenever you start calling her out on her lies, she wants to run away because she can't handle it. Because she says so much bullshit out of her mouth, she can't keep up with her own shit. And it's ridiculous.
Different personalities talking, and she don't know which the hell one she is.
And she needs to stay the hell off of my phone. I want her to leave me alone. I am happy. My life is wonderful, and I just want to be left alone. That's all I want.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that that's asking for too much to let me live my life.
Oh, boy. What do you think, Blue? You there, Blue?
For the drama. He's at a loss.
No, I am definitely here, ladies. No, I'm definitely here. I just was listening to the whole thing. And since I'm an outside party, I can say this. I think that people don't understand that arguments are definitely healthy. People think that arguing or going back and forth or expressing yourself strongly is bad, but obviously these ladies feel very strongly about stuff, and what you don't understand is this stuff can get caught up in your energy field, so it's important to release. And even if you release and say goodbye to that person, or you guys are not supposed to walk together long term in this experience, that's okay. But I think you guys have to come to a place where you're okay with saying, you know, I'm blocking your phone number, I'm deleting this, and I'm not going to turn back onto this situation because it's not healthy, you know.
And you know what, Blue? You were so right. And we've done that. Like, Tiffany and I said goodbye to Shawnee when Shawnee left for Georgia. We knew it was over with right then and there. But she has constantly attacked, lied, text, call, harassed. She's done everything. And I have asked her every single time. See, I haven't changed my phone number. I'm not going to change my life. I'm not going to change my phone number because this delusional chick can't get a hold of herself. I'm not going to change anything about me or my life because of some crazy bitch. She needs to get it together.
Alexis,
now, you sit there and you claim you don't know me, then leave me alone.
Alexis, this originally started off with something about you, and it turned into something else. What do you feel?
Oh, no, it didn't turn into something. No, it didn't turn into something else, because that's why Kat and Tiffany on the phone, because the phone conversation, she said, were about me. And they included a lot of foul, vulgar things that were said about me. So, no, I didn't turn into something else. I'm still thrown into the middle of it. That's what Kat is making me aware of. And that's why I wanted Jamila to hear it and respond and say, did you do this? Are you saying these things? And she's saying, well, it's old audio. But I want to hear the audio, because Kat said, no, it's new audio. This was done this week.
It was yesterday.
So I'm so proud. I'm so proud because Jamila did call back. I'm proud. I'm proud that you want to see this through. Okay.
But I just want the truth. I just want the truth. That's all. We all grown, so we should be able to discuss this and show what's the truth.
Yeah, and you know what? Kat is so disrespectful to me. She talks to me like a little child. But I do want to say this, that why on earth would I contact Tina 2 days ago? Tiffany don't have her story straight. She's talking about she's mixing this stuff up. I have not.
It's Kat.
Okay, well, I'm talking, Kat. You've been on here. I hung up because I thought maybe you would have been gone by the time I got back.
Shani, here's the deal.
Okay,
here's the deal. I have the audio, Shani, but here's the deal. All I'm asking from you.
You got it from Tina, though.
You're grown. You're a
you
woman.
You got it from
so
Tina 2 days ago. I have not.
No, I got it from Tina
today. And see, Alexis, that's so rude for them to talk over me.
Because you're lying.
It's not.
God damn it.
Lying about what, sweetie?
The fucking truth.
No.
She won't. She will never tell the truth. She will never, ever speak the truth.
I'm not sure. I know she thinks that we're actually doing the muting of her voice, but she's having phone trouble.
I can produce phone records.
She's doing it herself.
Okay.
She's doing it herself.
I'm not. Wait a minute, Alexis. Let me just get this straight. Are they trying to claim that I contacted Tina 2 days ago?
Yesterday.
Yesterday, not 2 days ago.
That's
Listen.
A lie. I have not contacted Tina at all.
You
honey,
are lying, Sonny.
Alexis,
stop
I swear to God, and I'll put
I
that on my kids and everything that I love,
audio.
That I have not contacted Tina. They're
you
both
don't love
lying.
Your kids, so don't do that. I've got the time
Kat,
stamp
you
audio.
Don't know me to tell me if I love my kids, huh?
Sonny,
you
shut
just
up.
Need to
shut up, Sonny.
You.
Shut up. We know you too well.
Now, Jamila, are you saying that
Alexis?
If you
know,
really want to start bringing up the past, we can do that.
No, we can't hear you. We hear you in the back, but see, if Blue was muting you, we wouldn't hear you at all. So Blue is not muting you.
No, that's her phone. She's having phone trouble. She's having phone
technical
difficulties.
Here we go.
She needs to hear this.
Here comes crazy number one.
I would not make an oath to him and then break it. I have not contacted
Liar.
Tina.
Oh my God.
Well, it's a
okay. Well,
Kat,
when
you say that I'm lying, Alexis, you know what? I'm gonna tell you something before you ruin my relationship. I'm gonna need for you to produce file records, actual file records.
I know. I can tell
you
the audio.
And hear the audio.
You know
what?
Are posted.
I have
the
future. I don't know
posted,
who these women are. I don't know who Kat is.
God.
I have nothing to say to you, Kat. You're just a friend to Tiffany's. I never met you. Tiffany never introduced
you.
You
know who I am. The
ever.
Ever. To you call me and
ever.
Text me every day. Shut
because
up.
You,
Johnny,
because
you're a
been a
liar. You're a goddamn liar, and you are going to burn in hell for all of your lies and your bullshit.
That's the reason why I didn't know you 20 years ago. And the only thing I've asked you to do is admit.
Waiting on me there, bitch.
Kat, you did not
hell.
Know me
and
20 years
Stop
ago.
Lying.
You
Stop
didn't.
Lying.
You
Stop
didn't. Kat,
lying.
Where did we meet at? Where did we meet?
You're full of shit.
Where have we been at together? What have we done together, Kat?
Okay, let's go back to the time when Tiffany and I.
What do you know about me? You're lying. And we all know that you were lying, Claude. Just because you say that I'm lying doesn't mean that I'm lying, bitch. Let me tell you something. I would never, ever, ever break a fucking oath.
Now
Claude's
going to go crazy because he doesn't want no one to answer because we know the truth.
Fuck you, hoe. Kiss my ass and hang on. That's what you need to do, hoe.
You're the number one hoe, Sonny, right?
You're right, number one.
That's why your two shots were posted today.
Thank you, Pussy Mom. You know
this is what Shawnee does when Shawnee doesn't want to answer the truth. Shawnee acts like this when.
Okay, ladies, I have to stop you for 1 second because the audio will not be able to be heard. Alexis cannot be heard, and the audio will not be heard if you guys continue to do this. It has to come to a place where one party can be heard or the audio will be destroyed. This is very important that ladies do this, but we have to carry ourselves with class. Alexis, is there something you were trying to say to them while I have them? Okay.
Well, I think that Jamila was upset because I wanted to see what Tiffany had to say because Tiffany was saying something about her children, Jamila's children, being up there in Kansas. I don't know if they're being mistreated. I don't know if they miss their mom. I don't know what Tiffany was saying because the girls really are in Kansas. They're not in Atlanta, and Jamila got very upset with something Tiffany said. So I was just wanted to figure out what that was about. Hello? I can't hear you, Blue.
I said that Jamila's phone kept going out, and she was thinking
that I was muting
her.
Well, you could still hear her, so I knew you could hear her muffled, so I know you didn't mute her because we wouldn't have been able to hear her at all.
No. If I had a kid, it just like just now, I had to kind of bring it to a halt because they had started saying, you know,
I wanted to hear what Tiffany had to say. If Jamila hung up, then what was Tiffany saying that made about Jamila's children?
Okay, I'll put her back in, and what we'll do is, like you said, kind of alternate because I don't want Jamila to think that she's being muffled, but her phone keeps cutting out, so that's really important. And the archive started sounding really blurry because they were talking and yelling at the same time. This will destroy the audio if you continue to do it like that. So it's important that your show be heard by other women. There's a healthy way to do this. So I'm going to put her back in.
Yeah, I wanted to hear what Tiffany had to say. Yes.
I was asked if the kids are being, like, abused and held hostage, and I simply said no. They go to school with my niece, and they're very happy, and everything is fine, and no, they're not kidnapped.
Okay.
Yeah, see,
so do they want to?
She was going to put a warning out.
I did say that, you know, because she didn't wake the kids, and this is 100% truth what I'm telling you. She even admitted it with Ty. 100%, she wouldn't get those kids up and take them to school, and that's why DFS came in. Now, even Ty today, or yesterday, whenever she posted it with Ty, he even said, well, we were sick a lot, and it was mostly us that wouldn't get up. Doesn't matter what you want to claim the reason is, your kids weren't going to school. So DFS was called, you got sick of it, and you chose to take your kids out and put them in homeschool. I'm not lying about anything.
And not just that, but then Shawnee told me that she was going to have the FBI come and investigate me for kidnapping her daughters. And I'm like, how did I kidnap your children, Shawnee? Like, what are you talking about?
Crazy.
And I have it all on audio. And not to mention the fact that even Tina had said that she can get copies of her phone records to prove that Jamila has been calling and texting and driving her crazy just as well as she has been me.
Right.
Okay, in the past couple of weeks, Kat, she has phone records for that?
Yes, she has been calling and texting and speaking to Tina. Tina got the audio off of her just yesterday. It's time stamped. It has the date and the time. Now, you can't change a time stamp. And then the text messages that she was sending me just today, I can't change the dates and times of those messages. The one she was sending me yesterday, I can't change the dates and the times of those. The ones that she sent me the day before and last week, I can't change
those,
that. You can't make that up.
Are her going crazy saying her and De Niro are broken up and blaming all that on us. Like, it's all today. She's going crazy thinking her and De Niro are broken up, and she's mad at everybody for it. We're just all getting our turn.
But it's not true. It's not true.
Well, she's crazy and thinks
they didn't get into a fight, so I don't
know
what she's talking about.
Maybe.
She doesn't know what
Jamila
she's talking about half the time, Alexis. She doesn't know what she's talking about half the time. She's like in her own little sunny land.
You want me to allow her to respond? Do you want me to switch the?
I actually have something
I need to take care of, so I can't stay on the phone. But, you know, the only thing
okay,
I'm
that's
say
fine, but you know what?
It,
when you can, send it to me or to Blue, because people are asking on blog, on Facebook, they want to hear the audio. They're like, just play the dang audio and
I've
get it over.
Audio.
And I want to hear
I've
it.
I've got the audio.
It's kind of how it's
going
to have to play out, if it's going to end, because it's like a he said, she said conversation. And
yeah, they want to hear the audio.
I have
right.
it in my email.
No, I'm
Blue,
watching the line in the chat room, and people are pretty much saying the same thing, like, just play the audio already. So
yeah.
people are
yeah,
in a
got,
place
I've got the
now
audio.
Where
so
they don't
Blue,
wanna...
if you, I've sent it to Alexis's email, but for some reason it didn't go through. So, Blue,
right.
if you
yeah.
inbox me on Facebook your email address, I will email you the audio.
Okay,
ladies, what I'm going to do is go ahead and put you guys on mute. If you do need
well,
to recap, we understand.
I've actually got to go. I've got something I have to handle.
Okay.
But, yeah, shoot me the email addresses, because, Alexis, I've already tried to email it to you. I will try again. And then, Blue, if you shoot me your email address, I'll email it to you, too.
Well, I necessarily don't need to be involved in this. I just wanted to be
okay.
– I wanted you guys to be aware that the
No,
the
I wanted her
audio,
to send it to you, Blue, because you might get it, since I'm not getting it.
Right, and this is what people are saying in the chat room. Like, this could all be shut down if the audio was just played.
Yes.
So,
I have so much audio. It's ridiculous. But I have the audio from yesterday, and I have audio on her accusing me of kidnapping her children. I have audio of her going off on me saying that I have to go and get Frankie's sister's address for her. I mean, I've got audio of her talking about back in the day when we were young. I've got so much audio. I mean, it's like she can sit there and lie all she wants to. I've got audio of her telling me she wants me to come back down to Georgia so she can tie me up and whip me and have sex with me. And then turning around and asking me to send money to her. I mean, I've got so much audio. It's ridiculous.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and fade the call out. Kat, it's always been a pleasure.
Bye.
We're glad
you
could come on Married to Andrew.
Thank you, guys.
And hang out with Alexis and Tyler and just give your side of the truth. Ladies, I do want to say before I actually bring Jamila in that this is, like I said before, Alexis, very healthy, and I think that with you doing
But you know what I did? Let me ask Tiffany one more thing. So, Tiffany, the girls are okay. They're happy.
She hung up already.
Okay. Because I want to ask, were they happy?
Yeah. Well, I think she did say they were happy. But let me go ahead and bring Jamila in. And I can tell that the ladies feel lighter, even though they think it might be a heavy situation. They feel lighter. And they're able to... So this is why I said, and, you know, I tell people all the time, you know, even in relationships, if you should argue with your spouse or someone else, you need to let it play itself out instead of muffling the sound because you don't like how it sounds, or because at the end of the day, this is an expression, and what's happening is these ladies are feeling lighter. They're getting things off their chest. You know, ladies have a lot of stress to deal with just day to day anyway. So here's Jamila, and hopefully she can come in and get a bit of peace. And, Alexis, I hope you're being given some peace from this, too. Because
you know what? Let me tell you this, too. I just got someone from Facebook. I love the feedback they're giving. Like, people, if they're not putting comments out in public for everybody to see, people are sending me private comments. And one of my really, really close intellectual friends, he's listening to it, and he's saying, are they gay? He's like, they, he said, no, he said, are they lesbian? He said, what, tie her up and have sex with her? He said, I live in Kansas City, and that place is scary. It's a, he said, it's a bad, it is bad news. And I said, bisexual. I said, yeah. I said, not lesbian, but bisexual. Two of them have had a, two of the women on the phone, Kat's not bisexual, I know her, but I know the other two, they have been lovers for a little while. I'll let Jamila explain that, but they still like men, date men. They both have children. So yeah, he picked up on that. So I'm answering his question. Yeah, they, and they're saying, too, we want to hear the tape. Damn the other shit. Where's the tape? They tired of it.
Yeah, I mean, that's what
can
I'm
you
hearing.
Hear me, Alexis?
You know, this is okay.
Am I on mute? Wait a minute, somebody said something. Somebody said something.
No, that's Jamila.
It's me.
That's Jamila.
It's me. I've been waiting.
Okay.
Hey, I just wanted to say that I was listening to, like, what they were saying, and it just seems like to me that they're just trying to stir up mess. Yes, I did text Kat. The reason why I do text Kat every now and then is because she says that she has contact with the kids. And I've actually even asked her to sort of, you know, kind of help me, you know, sort of keep an eye on them. And I did that like a month ago, but then she began to respond really negatively. And I said, well, you know what, Kat? I said, I was trying to just kind of, you know, maybe commune with you, but you just, you know, because I'm in a vulnerable position. My children are way far away from me. Of course, I love my children. I do want to say in my defense that that whole story that Tiffany told about DFS was a lie. DFS was never called to my house because the kids were not in school. They were harassing us from the time we got there because I was getting false reports before I barely even moved to Lawrence. I had just got there, and they were filing false reports. The, like, people that I know, the same thing. You know, this whole thing that I've been going through, it didn't just start with this. It happened when I moved to Lawrence. So, you know, but as far as with the audio, Alexis, I have not said nothing about you in forever. That audio is not from a day or two ago. I have not contacted Tina at all. I can promise you and assure you, that's the one thing that I just want to tell you. Yeah, she's got audio, but we know that it's old. So
okay.
Tina just wants to, she just wants to say that I contacted her, and she's, you know, I'm surprised that she's not on the line trying to say this too, but, you know, I just think that Tiffany and Kat are trying to start problems, you know, and, you know, the only thing I can say is that Tina is contacting them. They need to cut ties with Tina, and, you know, or either leave me alone. Because I'm not the one contacting them. Trust me, it's Tina. And for her to exaggerate, I don't contact Kat every other day. And I definitely have not contacted Tina at all. I don't even want to talk to Tina.
Yeah.
You know, and you know why I don't want to talk to Tina. So they really, and you know what, I can tell that, honestly, Alexis, you know, you can tell with some of the stuff that Kat is saying, oh, from back when we were, I just met Kat a couple of years ago. I have no memory of her. I never met any of Tiffany's friends except for maybe one, and she moved to another state. So I don't know what to tell Kat. I don't know why she keeps doing it, and that's why I don't like her, because it's like, wait a minute. Okay, if you want to get to know me, then okay, let's get to know each other, but you telling me that you've been knowing me for 20 years is creepy. And no, I did not tell her that I wanted to have sex with her. She just took it as in a sexual way because I told her that I wanted to tie her up and beat her ass, but I didn't mean it like that, you know? Because that girl, Alexis, even when she came to Georgia, they were contacting me. And you know what? I should have screenshotted everything and just put it up and kept a time stamp. You know, just like a timeline to prove all the, you know, Tiffany, she has been doing this too. Because why would she be calling in? I want to ask Tiffany that question. Why are you calling in saying all this stuff about me if you are not still contacting me and harassing me? You know that you are, Tiffany. She's been doing this a little bit before any of this situation happened.
So I just want them to go their own way so that I can go my way, because I do psychic readings for people, and this taxing is very tiring. You know, and I don't like the way that they are just trying to make me look like a totally neglectful mother. Even Tiffany knows that that's not true. She is sitting here lying, and she knows that she's lying. So I'm taking care of Tiffany and her kids. Before Tiffany has spent the night at my house, she's came and ate dinner at my house. She's lived with me when she's had nowhere else to go. She knows all of this. So for her to do this is totally hurtful. It really honestly is, because, you know, okay, we got into it a couple of years ago, but why can't you just move past it, Tiffany? That's the reason why I keep saying, well, why don't you tell me what's going on? Why are you doing this? And, yeah, you're right. That guy was like, are they lesbians? I'm not a lesbian. I don't, you know, I'm bi or whatever. But, you know, I ain't that into women like that to where I'm going to be, you know, doing all of this, because, like, okay, here's the thing, you know, she keeps saying all of this stuff about me that she knows is not true. And I want to ask her, what is it that you want from me? And for her to say, oh, her kids are happy and this, this, and that, she had no right to try to portray my children as being disadvantaged, because they never were. We actually had a pretty good life. I actually work. I've always had jobs. I've always kept a roof over our head. I've always kept a car. So that is totally not true and unfair for them to do that. They're just, yeah.
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, they're gone now and they didn't take back anything they said. I guess I had a lady, Cassidy Renee, she said she was trying to call in,
okay,
but she couldn't get through. So I don't know. Did you see anybody? I don't know if she was still holding, but she wanted to call in because she was she didn't understand.
What's the number?
I'm not sure.
I don't
but
see anybody else online.
Okay. Well, I guess they're not there. They must just be listening another way or something. But yeah, she said she was trying
to
call.
You know, can't you feel the tension releasing? They both got to be heard. They both. It's releasing. It is. And people don't understand that. You have to see something all the way through. Even the fact that they got off, you know, it's starting to get. They're releasing. They're starting to release.
Right, or
and,
yeah.
This stuff is very important, ladies. What you guys are doing tonight is a statement to other women that it's okay to disagree, and there's a way that we can do it and still be heard and get our points across. Because for whatever reason, these ladies want to be heard. They feel like they've been unjust, and that happens. It happens. Sometimes you feel like nobody's listening. You know, so, but
that's
Alexis, I think
true,
that
you know,
really
Blue, it's kind of wrong for Tiffany to bear false witness like that, because she's trying to speak to a time frame in my life where she wasn't around. A lot of times Tiffany wasn't around. So that's how I know that she's playing on something. And I would love for me and Tiffany to maybe work out our differences and just part ways peacefully. But I've tried that with her, and it didn't work.
Listen to that. At the beginning of the show, there was none of that, you know. So there is a movement, a shift that's happening for you ladies. And Alexis, even with you, there's a shift that's happening. Like, you have both of them on the line. You've confronted it. But I'm telling you, the chat room is blowing up.
What
people
they
are
saying?
Because
I'm not in there.
Just kill it.
I love
and
that
all,
when
I mean,
people in the chat.
They're in the chat. They're just saying, just play it and end this. Like, either way, it's
see, Jamila doesn't
the
have
other.
It. Jamila doesn't have the other two girls have it. So, but I wasn't able to get it in the email. I don't know why, but I'm waiting to get it from her.
You know, sometimes
I'm not surprised that they're doing this. So this is just crazy. Like, I feel like I'm so tired. I think I'm going to get off the line and go to sleep. But I just want to say that when Danero tells me not to do something, I'm not going to do it. So I can assure you that I wouldn't risk him to call her. It's just, like, I have more self-control than that. And I think that that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to. And, yeah, you know, I do get irritated and pissed off whenever they do stuff like this, because she's done it before. That's the reason why it irritates me, because Tiffany has done this to me before. She has violated our friendship, and I've never done that to her, you know, and so that's why I'm so adamant about it. I'm so upset with her, because she knows that I've never done that to her, and for her to do that, it's like, you know, it's really hard to deal with, and I'm just, I can't believe that she's still doing, I can't believe that she's even doing this. So, like, I've asked her, I'm like, well, what do you want, you know, like, what do you want from me, and she's just like, you know, I've seen her all in on Facebook, you know, like last year saying, oh, well, she's not dead yet. And, you know, I mean, she said some pretty horrible things to me. You know, she called me and told me that she was going to blow the kids' heads off. I have that audio. Yeah, I don't know if you heard that. She also called, she was also calling De Niro names and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got 20 minutes of Tiffany the night that she was supposed to be acting like she was possessed. I have that, and she threatened to blow me and the kids' heads off that day. So, I mean, she wants to say that somebody got mental issues and stuff. That's the part of it that I don't like, because I know that I done always had good sense, common sense. I've always paid my bills on my own. You know, I don't even know who, like, what Kat is talking about. Like, I would really, I've asked Kat, I'm like, Kat, would you stop being so disrespectful? Like, I mean, she's just talking to me as if, you know, I just was born yesterday. And it's very insulting. And the way that she kind of says, you know, girl and all that stuff, it's really racist. I don't like it. I don't like it. So I just want Kat to know that, you know, I don't know you. I just met you a couple of years ago. So you said, well, if you don't know me, why do you keep calling me? Well, you've been contacting me for 2 years. Like, literally, I think Kat still has the same phone number. That's the same number that she contacted me at when I was in Savannah 2 years ago. So I just wasn't trying to get acquainted with her. I didn't see any reason to. You know, if I'm not friends with Tiffany anymore, me and Tiffany stopped being friends. So that does that give them the right to continue to go around on hangouts and talk about personal stuff? You know, well, I guess they do have the right to do that, but it's kind of like I said, in my opinion, it's morally wrong just because of the fact that we were friends for so long. And she's forgetting about 20 years of me helping her consistently just with life in general. You know, and she should be thanking me. Instead, look at what she's doing. So I don't even want to talk to Tiffany, you know, until, you know, if she can apologize to me and genuinely apologize, because she's done it before. She's never done anything like this before. I mean, this is terrible. You know, just these stories that she's telling. And I know she's angry at me because of the stuff that I said about her parenting. So we've both done it to each other. We're even. Can we please stop the shitting contest?
Well, I mean,
like, I don't care about
good.
The audio that you release. If they want to release audio, Alexis, I told you that it's not from no 2 days ago. That's just some old stuff that Tina got. So,
Well, I'll just let them release it. I think whatever issues you and Tiffany going to have to talk about that, because they didn't want to say. And you all have to work that out individually, but I don't really care what it said about me or my son, but I don't talk to people that talk about me behind my back, because if I don't like you, I'm not going to talk to you and be your friend, tell you I'm your friend and then talk about you behind your back. I don't do that. So I respect a person more that said they don't like me and you don't fuck with me. Don't dislike me and then smile on my goddamn face and then say other shit. I don't really like that, because I'm never going to do that to anybody else.
Well,
like
Alexis,
you
I know, and me and you have talked about that. Like, if I didn't genuinely want to be cool with you, I wouldn't be around you. But, you know, me and this stuff has been going on for 2 years. So, I mean, you know that me and you, back when we was going back and forth, you know, I may have said something. It wasn't behind your back. We were arguing back then. So I think that's what she has. But I can promise you that I would not contact her a day or two ago. She can't prove that. She would have to have phone records, and she's saying, oh, well, she's got screenshots and timestamps. Well, you can. There is a phone spoofing app where you can spoof somebody's phone number. So that's not no proof. I'll have to see phone records, and I can assure you that no, I have not called her. My right hand is for God to that. Yeah, she's just really God. I don't get it.
Well, that's fine. We're going to wrap it up then. We need to schedule another one. I'm going to have to promote the show before the day that we actually do it so we can do some more fun stuff and spiritual things and mini readings and just have a good time, because I just want to have deep shows for the rest of the year, but upbeat. All of the negative stuff and he say, she say, I don't want to continue to deal with that. I want to have fun.
Me also, and Alexis, I was going to start going and, like, getting some, you know, maybe doing some counseling sessions myself so that I can work on, like, just, I don't know, any issues that I have, because I don't want to do that either. Yeah.
I don't want to do that with someone we trust.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think that's a good idea. We all need somebody to go to that we can trust.
Yeah. I agree. You know, and I do want to get away from all this negativity, and I don't want to argue. You know, I want to say this on your show also that, you know, we all have issues growing up, but just in general, I don't, like, have anger from my childhood. You know, it's just that when I felt like I had to defend myself and explain, but I'm tired of doing that. You know, that's one of the reasons why I sort of went into hermit mode years ago, because I don't want to argue. You know, it causes high blood pressure and strokes and stuff, you know.
It really does. And not just that, but cancers, because people have to understand that cancer is something that's eating away at you, and it's actually turned into something physical. And that can take you up out of here, you know. And the fact that y'all were able to clear the air tonight on Alexis's show, where she developed a platform for you guys to just air it out and heal all together, I think that is just monumental and epic. Because if anybody's sitting, and a lot of people did stay on the line to hear the entire thing through, it was a lot of sense that was being made tonight, but it also was very human and very real.
Mm-hmm.
And Alexis, you have to, you know, with the movement that you have, you let people know that, you know, it's not going to be pretty all the time. You know, with your story that you have, you know, the terrible beginning that you had and how your life is evolving now, you know, and myself as well. I have a story as well that I tell on my show and stuff. But, you know, everybody has something, Jamila, that they need to talk to somebody about. Don't feel like you're out there by yourself, that you may feel like there's things you need to work on. I think if everybody was actively working on their shit, stuff like this wouldn't happen.
I know, but sometimes we get it late, or we get it at different stages. Like, somebody could be physically 40, but mentally and emotionally 10. So it moves in stages. We'll do another show about that and deal with that. I'm just so excited. It's a beautiful year, and I've just made a lot of changes that I thought I would not make while I'm alive. Because it was so hard to have the courage to move through a lot of the things that I've gone through. And I've had wonderful friends that prayed for me and loved me and supported me when I didn't think that I was going to make it. And a lot of fans that love me, like one of the young man, Mr. Oshun. He came on tonight on the page, and he was made a comment. We'll play the audio and just be done with this. And I remember meeting Mr. Oshun years ago, and just learning a lot from him and receiving just such a loving, supportive energy, and meeting so many other male and female fans and supporters that just encouraged me and loved me, and they saw me go through a lot of bad things and trust people that seem to be about my movement, and they really weren't blue. They just wanted to get close to me to try to rob me or steal money or take advantage of me in some way. And those were
very dark days and painful things where I literally trusted people and just wanted to work with people at a grassroots level, and they were looking at me as just a meal ticket, you know, pretending to want to help me and expand, you know, the spiritual sexuality consciousness movement, because I've always been about truth and healing and spirituality and sexuality and realizing they're both one and the same energy. And they're all going to 360 degrees of your life. It basically permeates every side of your life. And I was always genuine about that, and I still am. But to move from those very, very painful places, like never thinking I'd be able to move from them, to get to where I am, where I met someone like you, and where our mothers are almost identical. Our childhoods are almost the same in a lot of ways. And myself coming full circle, even with my father, you know, embracing my father publicly, which is, you know, something my mother said, used to always tell me, if you act like you're proud of him being your father and public and you sing, then I'm not speaking to you. I am not going to support you at all. And then to finally get to a point to say, well, okay, I mean, you don't love me anyway. You ain't been shit no way, so whatever. And to sing, and then to have her say, oh, my God, that is so beautiful. Keep going. I'm like, I thought you said you wasn't going to speak to me. And then to say, finally, I'm going to embrace myself. Embracing him is embracing myself. And to do that and have the courage to do that publicly, and then for her to actually not stop speaking to me, but saying, when are you going to let me hear some more? That's, I'm saying all that to say that if anybody's in that place in their life where they're dealing with those types of issues, before you die, I hope that you have the courage to embrace yourself, because those people that say they love you, whether it's a mother or a father, but they're not going to love you if you do a certain thing that deals with you evolving into something bigger and better and more powerful, because it's a gift you were born with, and you finally stop pushing it down to please your mother, father, someone else, and you act on it, and then you become a gift to the universe, and you develop that gift. You need to get as far away from that person as possible. Anybody that tells you, if they don't develop what God gave you and what your ancestors gave you, and in order for them to love you, you have to push down what you are or what you were given, they really don't love you. They don't really want to see you be the best that you can be.
So how that is. I mean, that's just real clean and smooth right there. And I think that at the end of the day, you know, we have to understand that those dark days give birth to the light. You know, you can't appreciate one without the other. Every day is not going to be pretty. Every day is not going to be, you know, the way we want it to be. But it will. It absolutely will get better, but you have to have the courage to face it. And, Jamila, I just thought that was so amazing. I thought it was so amazing that you kept calling back. Even though you were getting off, you said, you know what, let me see. And a lot of people don't have the courage to do that. Once they walk away, they say, well, I'm just not going to do it, and I'm leaving it right there. And guess what? You've left the situation undealt with. And this stuff, talk about the auric field and how, you know, if you do readings, you know about energy, you know that to hold on to this energy is very stagnant. It'll leave you standing right here in this place. So to have evolution or a process of shedding your skin where you're actually giving birth to something new and actually being reborn from this, to rise from the ashes like the phoenix, instead of letting it turn you into something.
You know Atlanta, that's a symbol of Atlanta, girl.
Mm-hmm. And the phoenix is something that's very, very powerful in its symbolism, because it really is remade by the ash, by the dust, by the dirt, you know, and born into something so beautiful and mystical. So, Jamila, don't let this, you know, back you into a corner of being a hermit. Let it teach you something. Let it evolve you into something so much more beautiful. You know, I heard somebody talk about the butterfly one time saying that the butterfly doesn't cry during its during its spirit, during its change, you know, where it's actually in that cocoon phase. It's actually embracing that cocoon and is wrapped up in it and actually receiving what it needs from that dark night and then being rebirthed into something so beautiful that we are enamored by its beauty when it passes. This is something that is happening to you ladies tonight, you know, even with you, Alexis. This has a lot to do with the project you and I are talking about, and it absolutely goes along with it. And let me tell you why. Because the ladies in your life are reflecting your mother, but now you're learning how to deal with your mother, face her on and say, you know what, nope. I'm better than this. I'm evolved. This is the next generation. This is how we do things. And I'm telling you, the world's not ready to see what you're about to produce for it. But all of this stuff made you. Yeah, all this stuff made you into what they're about to see. You know, all these different little elements came together to really recreate something so beautiful. And this is why she's so excited, ladies and gentlemen, because her life is, like she said, about to take a real spin because she's facing these demons. She's taking them on with her powerful vagina energy and saying, you know, I'm not going to let you defeat me. I'm going to let you propel me. So tonight, allow yourself to be propelled by the different things in your life as you decide to face them on and actually really deal with them head on. Like the bull, you know, the bull charges at that thing instead of running away, you know.
Okay, yes, girl. Yeah, we're going to let them know as time goes on because it's really a healing when you finally, it's like you go through so many things. Some people go through so many things in life. It's like one thing after the other. It seems like something or somebody in this universe or somewhere else is sending energy into this dimension to try to break you, you know, like when it seems like every time you're doing something good, somebody comes to do something wrong to you, and then it gets worse and worse and worse to the point that you're either homeless or you're very sick. You don't know how you're going to eat. You don't know how you're going to survive because you can't work because of an illness or because you're outside. And it's when you get to that place, though. It like, I've been both those places. And
oh, yeah, me too.
Then it's, but it's a point where you're scared, but then it was another point where I just felt free. Like, I didn't feel fear. I didn't feel pain. I didn't feel worry. I felt like I hit the bottom. But when you hit the bottom, there's nowhere else to go but up when you've gone as low as you can go, or you can take that someplace negative. But it's in that place where I can hear God. Where it's like, okay, I don't have to worry about my bills. I don't have to worry about a house, okay, because my ass is sleeping in a car. Okay, I ain't got to worry about trying to get up and get a job because I'm too sick to fucking work or go no guy. I can't even leave the fucking house, can't walk. You get in those places, then you hear God. So you're forced to be in a place where you can call God or call your ancestors or whoever you need to call because they have reduced you to the point where you can't do nothing but pay them undivided attention. That's when you come back up from that place and you become more solid, and nobody can take it because you got it from your own sheer will, your grit, your energy, and you're moving from a place of knowing by listening to God, your ancestors, whatever you want to call them. You become unstoppable if you choose to see that as a positive and grow from it where you ain't got your mama, you ain't got your daddy, you ain't got your baby daddy, you ain't got your husband, you ain't got your wife. You just got to look in the face of nothingness that you think is nothingness because you don't see a human being. You're actually talking to a creator or a entity, a being, ancestors that don't have physical limbs. But you have to know that you know that you know that they are there, and they've always been there trying to get your attention, but it's the people, the things that kept you blinded. So don't always look at it when you've gone through the worst that you can go through, but you're still alive, that means you ain't gone through the worst because you're still alive. And as long as you're breathing and you wake up another day with your eyes open, you got a chance. They got you here for a reason. But when you go through that, many times you are a higher vibration being
You're a spiritual person. You came here to do great things, to share things with the world in a way that nobody else can, but you cannot do it if you walk away from your spirit. And the spirits will bring you to that place in your life where you hit rock bottom so that you can get your right divine instructions and get on your right path.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And that's magic. That's the magic right there. That's alchemy.
Well, we call
it because, yeah, because it's something that you have to conjure this up from yourself. Nobody else can do it for you. This is a strength and a power that has to come from within. And everybody's is different. Everybody's is you know, powerful. It's not like one of us is working with more power than another one of us. It's just that, have you grabbed onto that power? Have you gotten to that place where it had to, you know, come out of you? Because we were talking, Alexis, you and I, the other day, that, you know, you don't really know how strong you are until something pushes you toward that strength, you know. You just don't know.
And out of the most terrible things can come the most beautiful things. Because it's just
sure.
like, look at how diamonds are made.
Right. Pressure.
Right. Extreme pressure. Yes. And heat.
That's right. That's right. So I think you got a whole bunch of diamonds on the line tonight. You know, I think everybody in the chat room, everybody is kind of getting a sense of peace because everybody is kind of twinkling in the eye of this, what seemed to be just chaos. Even Jamila has a sense of peace right now. And she's been on the line with her mic open this entire time we've been talking. But she has a sense of peace now, you know. And that's something that I believe that
I actually, I just wanted to say that I actually don't have any peace at all with what, and I'm sorry, guys, because I'm really tired, so I'm going to go. But I just wanted to say that I'm not at peace. My spirit is upset a lot.
Why?
And
why?
The reason why is because of the disrespect. When you are a person that is intelligent and you're used to people treating you with intelligence, and to have the things that are said about me, and to just have, you know, this woman come out and just continuously say these things about my kids, and for her to just, I don't have any peace because my children, I don't, and I wanted to respond to what they were saying about her kids are not kidnapped. My children are missing, in my opinion, because I don't know where they are. The adults that have them are should be responsible to tell their mothers. So, no, I'm not at peace at all. I'm going through a lot.
But the best thing I can say that you can do, if you feel that way and you don't know where your children are, then you need to go up there then, and you need to let the police know. That because damn what somebody say about you. If you want to waste your time being upset about what people say, you're going to have a very miserable life because you can't stop people from saying what they want to say.
Well, normally I don't, but they're talking about my children, and I don't want to into that because I've been trying to get them back for months, and, you know, that's what I'm planning to do. But I just think that it's incredibly disrespectful, and I don't have a problem with not talking about anybody's kids and all of that in social media. I just think that it's wrong to do that. That's just me, and I've been totally discredited as a mother, and it hurts my feelings, and, yeah, I'm in my feelings about it because I was a good mom to my children.
Well, so go get your children. That's all I can say. If you think your children have been kidnapped, I don't know why you haven't gone to the media or the police at this point.
Well, I didn't say kidnapped. I didn't necessarily say that, but, you know, shortly after that, you know, you should know where your children are at. And if the father picks them up, he should give you reasonable information about where they're at. So
go up there. That's all I can say. Go up there. All the other he say, she say shit, I can't really get into that because I don't worry about it. I done been there and done that. So if you that worried about your children and what these people are saying, just go get your children and go put the police in it. Get them and be done with it.
I agree, and that's what I'm going to do, but I just want to say
that. All this other
stuff
don't matter.
Yeah.